From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More information in on the Istanbul airport attack. Turkey says the three suicide bombers who carried out Tuesday's attack were from Russia, Uzbekistan, and Kyrgyzstan. Turkish officials continue to believe the attack was launched by Islamic State fighters. The death toll from the blasts at Europe's third busiest airport has increased to 44, while more than 230 people were wounded in the attack. The process of replacing British Prime Minister David Cameron started in earnest Thursday. Candidates for leader of the ruling Conservative Party outlined their strategies for dealing with the consequences of last week's Brexit referendum. Boris Johnson, the flamboyant former mayor of London, pulled out of the contest. Interior Minister Theresa May is now the favourite to replace Mr. Cameron.
There should be no general election until 2020. There should be a normal autumn statement held in the normal way at the normal time and no emergency budget. And there should be no decision to invoke Article 50 until the British negotiating strategy is agreed and clear, which means Article 50 should not be invoked before the end of this year.
That's Theresa May. The United Nations Children's Agency says one in five children in Iraq are now at serious risk of death, injury, sexual violence, abduction, forced recruitment into armed groups. According to the latest UNICEF report, in the last 2.5 years, an average of 50 children a month have been abducted or sexually abused. Officials said Thursday airstrikes on about 40 vehicles killed at least 250 Islamic State fighters in Iraq. This is VOA News. The United States Thursday added 8 countries to its blacklist of nations not doing enough to end human trafficking. The U.S. State Department has put Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan on the list of its 27 worst offenders, along with Myanmar, Haiti, Djibouti, Papua New Guinea, Sudan, and Suriname. Kuwait and Thailand were moved off the list of the lowest-ranking nations. Secretary of State John Kerry, in releasing the 16th annual report, said human trafficking remains a major problem in parts of the world, especially sexual slavery involving women and forced labor.
And all 20 million are people, just like everybody here. They have names. They have or had families in many cases. And they are enforced to endure a hell, a living hell in modern times, that no human being should ever have to experience.
John Kerry. The commander of U.S. naval forces in the Middle East says the detention of 10 U.S. sailors by the Iranian Revolutionary Guards earlier this year was, in his words, wholly preventable. In Navy documents released Thursday, U.S. Navy Vice Admiral Kevin Donegan said the January incident was due to poor leadership, a non-existent compliance with proper maintenance and procedures, as well as insufficient planning. Vice Admiral Chris Aquinello, the Deputy Chief of Naval Operations, said there were some deficiencies in training as well.
Under training, the report validated that pre-deployment training and certification was adequate and appropriate for the missions expected to be assigned. However, the investigation also found that once deployed, sustainment training, including navigation, weapons, and rules of engagement training, was not conducted.
Chief of Naval Operations Admiral John Richardson told reporters at the Pentagon the Iranian Revolutionary Guard was also at fault.
Rodrigo Duterte
was officially sworn in as the 16th president of the Philippines Thursday. In a low-key inauguration in the capital, Duterte did not take the oath in front of a huge public rally. He has frequently denounced the lavish lifestyle associated with the office. The U.S. Senate passed a debt relief bill for Puerto Rico Wednesday. The bill awaits President Obama's signature before Friday, the day the U.S. territory is set to default on its next debt payment. President Obama says he plans to sign the legislation into law. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.